The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Buffs, they inbound it. Being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half corner. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the girls' D110 sub-district semifinals from Kearney Catholic High School. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Anna Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast-to-coast. Season Melima does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Game 1 features the top-seeded Axtell Wildcats battling the Overton Eagles, and Game 2 is a rematch of Friday night where Elm Creek edged Amherst in overtime. Four Fort Kearney Conference teams will battle in tonight's D110 sub-district semifinals. All the action is coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
8 Eastern, Spurs Warriors at 10:30.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, our second semifinal here in the girls' sub-district played here at Kearney Catholic. A pretty good matchup the first game here as Axtell ends the season for Overton with a 49-39 win. Next up in our next game here, we'll have two teams looking for their 15th win of the season to move on. It's Amherst, 14-9, taking on Elm Creek, who is 14-7. Elm Creek is the 2 seed. Amherst is the number 3 seed. But, boy, a very close matchup. In fact, these two teams got together last Friday in Amherst. A game won by Elm Creek, 56-54, a two-point ball game. And we kind of anticipate the exact same sort of thing could be the story here today, as we anticipate perhaps a one-possession game here between the Broncos and Elm Creek. Very similar. Both teams are going to pressure the ball. Both teams really hoping to turn the ball over less than the other team. And if they're able to take care of the ball, well, if you can beat their press, make them pay for it. And whoever has more success with that, probably going to come away with the win here today. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Buffaloes and the Broncos here from Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic. We'll be back with that right after this timeout.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here. Yes, it's time now to give you our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. Their starters are going to be Hannah Robbins. She's 5'3 and a junior. She averages 7.6 points per ball game. Claire Cornell is a 5'9 freshman. She averages 13.4 points a game. Shelby Ferguson, 5'3 and a senior. She averages 4.5 points a game. Mackenzie Deo is 5'9 and a sophomore. She averages 8.9 points a game. And Asia Oreda is a 5'4 freshman, and Asia averages 5.6 points per ball game for head coach Mike Ford and the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Now for the Amherst Broncos, their starters are Madison Murphy. She's a 5'9 sophomore, averages 5.5 points a game. Jaden Bosshammer, 5'7 and a sophomore, averages 2.6 points per ball game. Sydney Tobenheim is a 5'5 senior. She averages 15.3 points a ball game. Courtney Martinson is a 6-foot-tall senior. She averages 8.4 points a ball game. And Casey Jurgens is 5'9 and a junior, averaging 16.7 points per ball game for head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. As we mentioned, both teams 14 wins on this season. Amherst is 14-9. Elm Creek is 14-7. And these two teams got together last week in Amherst. Game won by Elm Creek by a final of 56-54. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Both teams being introduced here. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll have the tip for the Broncos and the Buffaloes. Here from Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic, when we return right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And we're just about ready to get this one underway here as both teams have broken the huddle. Of course, Elm Creek, they're going to be the visiting team, and they're in their dark uniforms. And they do win the opening tip here. Amherst is going to pressure the ball just a little bit. But the Buffaloes handle it, so they'll bring it in the offensive end here. Hannah Robbins on the bounce. We'll get the ball here left side for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson dribbles top of the key. Going to kick left side here for Cornell. Cornell helps work it back around the perimeter. They'll skip it back out here for Shelby Ferguson. She'll drive, float the ball in the corner here for Areta. Areta stops at the free throw line. Hit by Tobenheim. No foul call. Well, I think the refs got that right. And it will be an Elm Creek turnover as they don't handle the pressure. The kick on the right side. Long jumper here for Courtney Martinson. Martinson's three-pointer is up and no good. And the ball fought for and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst. So Elm Creek will get the ball back here. Both teams have had a possession. Nobody's been able to cash in yet here in the early stages. Again, a tight ball game played last week in Amherst. Won by Elm Creek by a bucket. And they've got the basketball here. We're still looking for our first points as Deo gives it off on the right side for Robbins. Robbins gets it in the lane to Cornell. Cornell kicks out for Areta. Areta will try the long jumper. That's no good. An offensive rebound on the inside. That won't fall. And it's rebounded by Amherst. It's Bosshammer who brings in the offensive end. As they'll work the ball back around the perimeter. In the lane now. A little runner up. Good. Nice shooting touch there by Casey Juergens. And Juergens has the first points of the ball game. So ball now on the right side here for Mackenzie Deo. Deo throws in the corner here for Ferguson. In the lane, little runner here for Cornell. She'll kick top of the circle here for Robbins. Robbins had the ball knocked loose, and we got a three-second count here against Elm Creek, so the Buffaloes will turn the ball over. Amherst in their home white uniforms. Red numbers, letters, and trim. Elm Creek will be in the dark. Elm Creek the better seed, but the two seed is always the visiting team. The one seed's always the home team. And entry pass inside here for Casey Juergens. And there's going to be a little reach here called on Elm Creek. So reaching in there is going to be Mackenzie Deo. Her first foul, team's first foul, here in the early stages of quarter number one. And the Broncos will inbound it here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, little runner in the lane. Shot's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Elm Creek, so the Broncos will trigger it in. It's Martinson on the baseline to throw it in. As Elm Creek going with a 2-3 zone on the inbounds. They hit it for Casey Juergens. She drives the lane. Shot her no good. And then we got a foul on the rebound. And that'll go against the Broncos. And that'll be on Madison Murphy. So Murphy with her first foul of the game. So each team's been called for a foul here in the early stages. And Amherst has a 2-0 lead. And Elm Creek has the basketball. It's Ferguson who will give it off on the left side for Cornell. Cornell to Robbins between the circles. Robbins will kick the ball back out here for Cornell, and we've got a push away from the ball. A little moving screen here, or fighting through the screen, rather, is going to go against Amherst. Fighting through that screen maybe a little bit too hard there is Courtney Martinson. That's going to be her first foul of the game. A little runner, extra step here for Ferguson, and she turns the ball over. Didn't quite have the footing down that she needed. So a turnover here on Elm Creek. So Robbins to toss the ball in. And she'll bring in the offensive end. Little runner on the inside. And a little push going to be called here on the Broncos. That'll be the second foul here on Madison Murphy. So she commits the foul. That's her second foul. So three have been called here against Amherst in the early stages. Elm Creek down by two, but they're also down by two in terms of how many fouls each team has committed. That's probably a battle you do want to win. Mackenzie Deo works around the perimeter. They give it off here for Hannah Robbins. Skips left side for Deo. Deo with the long jumper, no good. And rebound going to be taken out by Areta. So Areta pulls down the rebound. And then a little penetration to the inside. We're going to have another foul called here on the Broncos. And the push is going to go on Sydney Tobenheim. That'll be her first. And Elm Creek will toss it in on the baseline again. Shelby Ferguson to throw it in. And they'll go in for Areta, who kicks the top of the circle here for Robbins. Robbins firing a three-pointer. It's no good. And rebound taken out by the Broncos. Snagging the bound and slowing it down here is going to be Casey Juergens. She gives it for Tobenheim. Tobenheim gives it right side for Michaela Tinchner. Tinchner helps enter it down low, and a nice job there by Sierra Rubicek. as she's got great position in underneath, and she takes it off the glass, and it's now 4-0 Amherst with the lead. Right wing Dio has it. Kicks it out here for Ferguson. Ferguson's going to give it off for Cornell. She'll give it off right side here for Dio. Dio gives it to Areta. Nice pass to the elbow for Ferguson, and Ferguson will hit the bucket. Nice look there for Elm Creek as they move the ball around very effectively, and they've got the first bucket in the ball game. Pass through the lane, going to be turned over here by Amherst. A bad pass, and Hannah Robbins was able to make the catch. Had a little trouble handling it, wasn't sure if she could dribble, so she slowed it down. Gave it to one of the post players and then got it back. So no chance to run after the turnover. Pass in the lane. Cornell kicks out for Ferguson on the high post. Ferguson hits the bucket. And Amherst is going to call the timeout. 4:03 to go here in quarter number one. Four straight points here for Amherst. And they are tied with Elm Creek 4-4. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take the timeout with them. We're back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Well, four straight points here for Elm Creek. They tie things up at four here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Kearney Catholic High School, the D110 girls sub-districts, as Amherst brings the ball in the offensive end here. And they'll get the ball into the hands of Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks it off on the left side for Rubicek. Her jumper is up and no good. And we're going to have Elm Creek with both the rebound and then the turnover. Coming down with it was Dio, but as she was trying to pass the ball up court, she thought better of it. Had she done it, it would have been intercepted, but she took an extra step with it. So ball inbounded here for Emily Arnold. She'll give it off left side here for Juergens, and Juergens with an extra step, and there she'll turn the ball over. So we swap turnovers here. With 3:42 to go, Elm Creek will get the ball back. So it'll be Robbins giving the ball here to Ferguson. Ferguson gives it up on the right side for Dio. And wide open in on that left side is going to be Asia Areta. And Areta gets that great pass through traffic and is able to lay it up and in. And for the first time, Elm Creek has a lead. They lead it now 6-4. Claire Cornell. Pass going to be knocked down. Going to be stolen here by Areta. Areta driving in off glass. Hangs on the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall. Still fighting for the rebound in underneath. Another offensive rebound. And then the foul's called. Offensive rebound in underneath by Claire Cornell after Dio couldn't get the original shot to fall a couple of times. And it's going to turn into some points here potentially for Elm Creek, and it does as Cornell hits the first of two free throws. So Elm Creek now with a 7-4 lead. And Cornell, about an 85% free throw shooter, hits the first one, hits the back of the iron on the second one, and the shot won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded out of there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim brings it in the offensive end very quickly. They'll kick it out for the three-pointer. Shot won't fall, and the rebound going to be taken out by Cornell. So Cornell with the defensive rebound gives the ball to Ferguson. Ferguson gets nice drives, nice dish inside, and the bucket's up and in for Claire Cornell. And a timeout here for Amherst. 9 straight points for the Buffaloes, and Elm Creek leads Amherst 9-4 with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 9 straight points here for Elm Creek causes Amherst to call the timeout, trailing it 9-4. They're going to fire a quick three-pointer on that left side. It's going to be no good in transition. Ball was rebounded and then stolen by Tobenheim. It was rebounded originally by Elm Creek, and then Tobenheim with the steal And then she'll head to the free throw line as she was hit, trying to put up the shot. As Elm Creek turns the ball over and then commits the foul. And two free throws for Taubenheim. First one, no good. The foul, by the way, whistled on Shelby Ferguson, her first. So Taubenheim misses the first two free throws. Second one's on the way. That one is a line drive that's also a little bit short and rebounded by Cornell. So Cornell ends the possession. We'll give the ball to Robbins. Robbins facing some pressure. She's used up the dribble. Gets it up ahead to Cornell. Cornell gives it on the baseline for Areta. They're going to skip it around the perimeter. Left side, Dio has it. Open for the jumper, and she hits a three. Nice ball movement there. They didn't quite get the chance to fast break and get the layup, but they moved the ball around quick enough that Amherst defense wasn't in great position here. So nice job there by Elm Creek, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball called on the Buffaloes here, and that'll be on Asia Areta. So she's going to be called for the foul. Her first and team's third. It's now 12-4, 12 straight points here for Elm Creek. Ball inbounded here for Juergens. Juergens throws it between the circles here for Hannah, for Bosshammer. Bosshammer, a little runner, no good. Gets her own rebound. Still fighting for some action there. Can't quite come up with it. And on a little runner here is Ferguson. Ferguson, after getting the rebound, dribbles up. She misses the two-pointer. And coming out with a rebound again is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer gets it to the elbow. Here's a jumper by Juergens, and Juergens will end the little run as Juergens is able to stroke in the jumper there. And it's now 12-6. Robbins gives it top of the circle for Cornell. Cornell gives off on that left side for Ferguson. Ferguson had the ball knocked down by Courtney Martinson, and Elm Creek is going to turn the ball over. Martinson able to knock it loose, and there's a screen set on that left side for Juergens. Quick jumper on that left side for Amherst. Shot won't fall. And rebound going to be taken out by Cornell. Cornell ends the possession. And slowly in the offensive end here is going to come Hannah Robbins. Robbins gives it off on the right side here for Dio. And they'll get it top of the circle here for Sage Martin. Dribbling back is Dio on that baseline. She's going to hand it off to Cornell. Cornell lobs it in that left side. Open is Robbins. She's going to fire a three. That's going to be no good, and we've got a foul or a whistle on the rebound as the ball goes out of bounds. And again, Johanna Gilbertson, who had knee surgery, out for the ball game, which is unfortunate for the senior as things come to an end for her. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life, two locations in Kearney. Dump over here on the left side for Martinson. She's going to fire a three in transition. Shot will not fall for Amherst, and tracking it down in the corner is going to be Areta. So Areta is able to come up with a basketball. Ball is knocked loose momentarily by Courtney Martinson, but no matter because it went out of bounds. And Robbins will bring in the offensive end. She'll kick here on the right side for Ferguson. Back top of the circle here for Cornell. Cornell throws it on the baseline here for Sage Martin. Martin drives, loses the basketball. It was as it was blocked in underneath there by Juergens. And they're going to come up with a little drive down low. And we're going to have a foul called on the drive. They passed the ball up ahead, and on the run there was Taubenheim. Taubenheim on her way to the basket just as she's starting the shot. They're going to call the block, so she's going to shoot two as the foul is going to be on Robbins. That'll be her first. So Jim gets quiet here for Taubenheim to fire two free throws, and the first one's up and good. So after surrendering 12 straight points, a little 3-0 run here for Amherst makes it now 12-7. Make that now 12-8 as Taubenheim hits both free throws. 0.3 to go as Elm Creek will inbound the basketball, and that will do it for the first quarter. Very entertaining. 12-0 run for Elm Creek, and they lead it now as we head to the second quarter. 12-8 over Amherst. We'll be back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth for the second quarter right after this.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site X-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary. The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here. I did misspeak. I did misspeak the injury for Amherst early this season was. We'll just move on. As checking in the ball game is going to be Amherst as they've got the basketball working around the perimeter. Martinson going to get a nice little screen there for Juergens, but not seeing it on the dribble here is going to be Bosshammer. And Bosshammer gives it off with a quick little jumper on that left side. It's up, no good. Long rebound. Murphy's able to track it down. Good work there by Murphy. And Murphy will get it in the lane here for Juergens. Juergens, nice little drive. She'll get the bucket. Nice play to the inside, and Amherst is able to cut the lead down to two. So on the dribble here is going to be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson stops on that left elbow. Nice drive through the lane. She gets the pass to Cornell, and Cornell's going to lay it up and in. She came in from the top of the key just as the ball went on the wing. She got the pass and a nice drive by Cornell. Left side now, Bosshammer will get the ball off here for Murphy. Murphy to the elbow, gets it for Juergens. Juergens' quick little jumper won't fall. And rebound tracked down in the corner by Cornell. And Cornell then is going to be fouled. She pulled down the rebound. And then a little ball fake. And she got kind of slapped in the face as they were reaching for the ball. And Tobenheim now has been called for her second foul of the game. Just reaching for the ball and missing it was Tobenheim. And so Elm Creek brings in the offensive end. Robbins will give the ball here left side for Cornell. Yeah, she had her footing all wrong, and Elm Creek just turned it over. So they had it all wrong over there. Ball on that left side. Going to be stolen. Murphy had it momentarily. Stolen by Areta. She's going to drive with that left hand, and it's in. Asia Areta, nice defensive play, making the steal. And it is now Elm Creek up by six. 6:25 to go. Around the side, left jumper up, no good. Rebound being tracked down. Missed. Cornell pulls down the rebound. And then Cornell lost the ball and turned it over. She got the defensive rebound, but then the ball was hit off of her hands and then off of her leg, and Courtney Martinson give her credit for a nice play there to force the turnover. So Murphy on the bounce gives it here left side for Bosshammer. Bosshammer top of the circle looking for Martinson, but she still dribble top of the circle here. Give it to the elbow for Juergens. She'll give the ball out here for Martinson. Martinson dribbles to that right side, passes tip, but Bosshammer tracks it down, drives, loses the ball into the hands of Murphy. Murphy's able to get it back out here for Bosshammer, and around the perimeter we go. Right wing with the basketball is Martinson. Martinson gets it in the lane. Murphy had it stripped. There's another miss in there, and coming up the rebound is Cornell, and they're going to bring the ball up court. Slowing it down is Hannah Robbins, and Robbins will now kick here on the left side for Ferguson. Ferguson pass is going to be stiff and tipped away. Tincher with the steal. Tincher with the drive. Body contact before the shot, and we're going to have a foul called here on Elm Creek after they turn the ball over. Tincher with a nice job of coming up with the ball, and then the block is going to be called here against Shelby Ferguson. That'll be her second foul. Ball inbounded for Bosshammer. Bosshammer working against some pressure here by Robbins, and they'll get the ball up on the right side for Juergens, and Juergens took an extra step, so Amherst turns the ball over. 5:22 to go here before halftime. A 16-10 lead right now for Elm Creek, and they've got the basketball with 5:20 to go. Halftime, we'll talk with Kelly Cooksley, head girls basketball coach for Axtell, as Robbins brings in the offensive end. They'll play the winner of this game. Ball kicked out here for Sage Martin. Back around the perimeter we go. Robbins has it. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. And the long rebound taken out by Areta. But then Areta has it stolen away by Tinchner. Nice job there by Tinchner to play a little bit of defense coming up with the ball. So here's Murphy kicking the ball here on the left side for Martinson. Martinson stops at the elbow, kicks it out here for Juergens. Juergens on the baseline in trouble. Is able to kick it out here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim will... 6-foot jumper as she dribbled to the open area is up and in. Nice job for Sydney Tobenheim finding an open area and stroking it in. Elm Creek with a 16-12 lead. Robbins gives it left side for Ferguson. Buffaloes have the lead and the basketball. There's Areta. Right side jumper won't fall. Long rebound is tipped out here for Dio. And Dio will help work it in the lane. That's Sage Martin. Martin's jumper is no good. And rebound by Casey Juergens. So Juergens with the defensive rebound, facing a little bit of pressure, is able to get it to Martinson. Martinson working against Mart. Against Sage Martin, brings in the offensive end. Right side for Murphy. They enter it down low, and we're going to have a hold called here on Sage Martin. And that'll be her first. No, is that the seventh foul or not? Nope, that's the sixth. So both teams now are in the bonus, but neither team shooting free throws just yet. Back in the game is Cornell for Elm Creek and Rubicek for Amherst. On the baseline, throwing it in is going to be Martinson. She gets it in for Rubicek, who then gives it for Tincher. Tincher, a little 15-foot jumper that's no good. And rebound by Cornell. So Cornell pulls down the rebound. She's got 8 rebounds and 5 points here in the ballgame. 8 rebounds already with 3:40 to go. Here in the second quarter, right side for Elm Creek. Three-pointer won't fall. Bow back inside. Shot no good for Cornell, as Cornell couldn't quite get that to rattle in as well, as it was a rebound by Dio, who made a great pass back to the inside. Tobenheim has it on the right side, working against some pressure by Robbins. Takes it all the way down the baseline. Defender, that Sage Martin, fell down. They'll kick it out here for Martinson. Martinson's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. Rubicek has the ball tied up down low with Cornell, and the possession arrow is pointing the other direction, so it will be Elm Creek basketball. 3:11 to go, quarter number two, 16-12. 4-point lead right now for Elm Creek. Red Cloud leading Kennesaw on the D19, 21-17 at halftime. Game on our sister station, the Breeze, 94-5. It's Robbins in the offensive end who will give it right side for Cornell. Kicks into the corner. Three-pointer no good here for Dio. And on the left side, Areta. She can't get the shot to fall. Another rebound in underneath for Cornell. That one is no good. So some opportunities here for the Broncos, but they can't get the shots to fall. Jumper on that top of the circle here for Elm Creek. That's no good. And we're going to have a foul called. Rubicek had another, going to call a hell ball. Rubicek originally came down with it, and the ball was going to be tied up. So 2:35 to go. Amherst will inbound the ball on their own baseline. Dribble on that left side, extra step taken, and so that'll be another turnover against Amherst. And kind of an unforced error. Elm Creek now with a 16-12 lead with 2.5 to go, and the Buffaloes will have the basketball. Robbins on the dribble. Will kick now right side over for Cornell, and now a little give and go as Cornell drives, gets the ball back, shoots off the baseline. That one will not fall. And the rebound going to be taken out here by Areta. So Areta with the offensive rebound. Right side Cornell will fire a three-pointer. That's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound, and that's going to go against Elm Creek. So Amherst will be shooting some free throws. The foul is going to go against Sage Martin. That's going to be her second. 2:08 to go here before halftime. 16-12. Elm Creek with a 4-point lead. And Amherst with a couple of free throws. Hey, So Amherst will inbound the ball here for Tinchner. And her free throw was up and good. So Tinchner will have one more free throw coming up here. And the second free throw is good as well. So 16-14. And in the offensive end, here comes Anna Robbins. Robbins gives it off on the right side for Dio. Dio to Cornell. Her pass hits the side of the iron, and it's bouncing around. Coming up with it is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the run here. We'll put up a quick load jumper. That's going to be no good. And we've got a ball tied up here on the rebound. And they're going to call a foul. Amherst will check in Casey Juergens here. Yes, we've got a hold against Sage Martin. Check that, not against Sage Martin, but against Tobenheim. And for Tobenheim, that's going to be her third foul. So Tobenheim with three, and the free throw rolls around and good on the other end for Dio. So she hits the front end of the one and one. And it's 17-14. Second free throw was up and good as well. So a minute 45 to go here before halftime, and a four-point lead once again for Elm Creek. Amherst with the basketball, trailing at 18-14. On the dribble here is going to be Martinson. Martinson gives it off that left side, driving is Juergens. Juergens in the lane. The jumper is up and good. And coming up gingerly here is going to be Claire Cornell. Cornell almost looked like maybe she got kicked in the calf, as she's hurting here a little bit. And she's in a little bit of pain, but I think she's going to keep playing. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Not sure if that's what happened, but it looks muscular to me anyway. And Cornell took an extra step just a second ago, and she turns the ball over. Martin going to check back in here for Elm Creek. And she's going to come in here for Cornell, and they're going to attend to her. And nope, she doesn't even want to be tended to. She's just going to sit next to on the top of the bench here so she can sub back in when they need her. Martinson has it in the corner. Five-second count going on, and she's able to throw it out here for Michaela Tinchner. Tinchner gives it off here left side for Arnold. Arnold on the dribble. Loses it on the baseline. Kicks it back out here for Gilbertson. Back inside here for Arnold. Arnold turnaround jumper no good. Arnold missed the putback. And then the ball rolls around, and it's off of Elm Creek and out of bounds. Asia Areta had it momentarily and couldn't quite reel it in. So a couple of rebound opportunities there for Amherst, and they still have the basketball here. Juergens has it with 52 seconds to go. Gives it out for Martinson. Martinson kicks it out here left side for Gilbertson. Gilbertson gives it off left side. Tincher with a little bounce, and she'll turn the ball over. 18-16. Elm Creek with a two-point lead, 47 seconds to go, and checking back in here is Claire Cornell. And I think Cornell still has something wrong with that right leg. She still does not look comfortable. Robbins in the offensive end. The 1-3-1 here for Amherst. The pass on the left side. Elm Creek turns it over. So we'll see if Amherst wants to maybe work the ball for one last shot here, as Emily Arnold will toss the ball in for Michaela Tinchner. And the 5'4 sophomore will give the ball off here for Arnold. Arnold, the freshman, gives left side for Martinson. Both these two teams pretty young. And we'll give it on the baseline here for Tinchner. Tinchner in the lane, little runner by Juergens, and Juergens is fouled. Hit on the body. 23.4 to go here before halftime. And Juergens now will go to the free throw line and shoot two. The foul was on Dio. That'll be her second. And the free throw rolls around. Nice shooter's touch there. And so it's up and in for Casey Juergens. Juergens makes the first. And she'll shoot the second. That one is a little bit too strong. And taken out by Elm Creek. Snagging the bound there is Robbins. Robbins, with 17 seconds left, uses up her dribble, gives it away, kicks it down, back inside for Robbins. Robbins runs through, cycles it back around, giving it now to Areta, and Areta turns the ball over. 6 seconds left, and they're going to shoot from near midcourt, and the ball goes out of bounds with 3 seconds to go. I don't know whether to put that down as a turnover or a missed shot. 2.9 to go. They're going to roll it up ahead here for Ferguson. She'll pick it up at midcourt, give it right side for Dio. She'll fire a three online, but just a little bit long. So a good look there. But the three-pointer is off the mark at the end of the second quarter. And so we head into locker rooms. Elm Creek with an 18-17 lead here over Amherst. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll talk with Axtell head coach Kelly Cooksley about, well, this game and how his team fared today, their 10-point win earlier today over Overton. We'll do that when we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime here, where right now it is Elm Creek leading Amherst 18-17. The winner of this game will be taking on Axtell. The Wildcats had a 10-point win over Overton earlier tonight, a final in that one of 49-39. Kind enough to join us to talk about is Kelly Cooksley, the head girls basketball coach at Axtell. And 10-point win, pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, right, man. That was a dogfight.
It really was. And it just seemed like you guys built a 10-point lead and never were able to really kind of shake him. You got up to 16 a couple of times against him, but weren't able to really shake him.
You know, and that's been happening to us a little bit here. In the conference finals, I think we had a 17-point lead against Elm Creek, and that ended up being a 5-point final. You know, but we got to start finishing. I mean, we had plenty of opportunities tonight to finish inside or whether it be in transition off of turnovers. And we just did not do that. Otherwise, it could have been, you know, smooth sailing. But, you know, credit to Overton. They hung in there and gave us everything we wanted. And hopefully we can you can use this as a positive.
Yeah, and looking at a couple of things, a couple of stats really kind of seemed to make the 10-point difference to me. One of them was your guys' three-point shooting. You hit 5 three-pointers. They hit 2. And you guys were 14-25 from the free throw line, well over 50%, and they kind of struggled from the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think the stats are pretty even.
Yeah, you know, we usually shoot about a 60% clip from the free throw line. So, you know, that was kind of unorthodox, you know, new gym here, and I don't want to blame it on that. I don't know. But, you know,
well, that's still 56%. Yeah. I mean, that's not too shabby.
Yeah.
And again, 5 of 20 from behind the arc, but I think most of those were made in the first half. Second half, you guys, I think there was a stretch there where you missed 11 threes in a row.
Yeah, we fell in love with the jumper instead of loving the rim. And, you know, I think inside we couldn't finish anything. I think we kind of started getting away from going to the rim and stuff. You know, whether it be contact, block shots, and we just didn't play very strong inside. And I think that's a lot of the reason we started settling for jumpers in the second half. And that ain't going to cut it in sub-district postseason play.
But you had a couple of girls that aren't afraid to get inside who did lead you in scoring. Season finished with 11, Hannah Kring with 10. So you got 21 points from those two players. And they're not just true post players. They do other things as well. But they were able to kind of give you a little bit of an inside presence.
Yeah, those two have, you know, we've kind of ridden their coattails this towards the end of the year here. They've really led us in scoring. And, you know, if we're going to get anywhere, those two got to score for us, you know. And we have some other kids that can step up and score too. But, you know, those two have really kind of stepped to the forefront of the scoring here.
Talking with Kelly Cooksley, head girls basketball coach for Axtell. His Wildcats won earlier tonight, ending the season for Overton, a final of 49-39. They'll take on the winner of either Elm Creek or Overton at halftime. A one-point lead right now for Elm Creek, 18-17. What are some things that you really kind of feel like you need to polish up between now and Tuesday and Thursday, especially taking a look at what these two teams like to do?
You know, both these teams are, you know, they have their strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, one thing I think we have to finish or shore up on our end of the ball is, you know, finishing with contact and, you know, turning those turnovers into points. Because I think we turned them over like 36 times tonight. And, you know, you only win by 10. You know, there's something there where, you know, we had layup after layup that we just blew and stuff. But, you know, we got to start finishing. We might work a little bit on that. And then a little bit of our offensive spacing was, we had a lot of girls kind of, you know,
bunch up a little bit on you.
So,
and I think a little bit of that, they were trying to press you back as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this year in the Fort Kearney Conference, everybody's kind of pressing everybody.
Yep.
You know, everybody's trying to turn over everybody.
Yep, and that's the name of the game. I mean, I don't know what this game is right now, but, you know, both these teams have turned it over a few times here, and I'm sure Coach Ford and Coach Klingelhofer are telling their kids to clean it up. And so, you know,
it almost seems like it's that simple. Whoever takes better care of the ball is going to come out of here.
I think so too. You know, I think we had 25 tonight. Or at least that's what we had. And, you know, we've only been average. I think our last four games, we've only averaged around 17 a game. And it's just still too many. But, you know, it's a lot different than 20, 25.
Yeah, 25. That's eight times you don't get to shoot the ball and turn into some points.
That's the name of the game.
Absolutely. Hey, Kelly, appreciate the time and best luck to you.
See you on Thursday.
All right, see you Thursday. Kelly Cooks are the head girls basketball coach for Axtell. They won it earlier tonight, 49-39 over Overton. One-point ball game here at halftime as Elm Creek has an 18-17 lead. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers. We come back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst as they trail it here at halftime, 18-17. And leading the way here for the Broncos is Casey Juergens, I have her with 9 points and three rebounds. Sydney Tobenheim has 4 points in the game, but she also is in a little bit of foul trouble here as I'll double-check that, but I have her with three fouls. Michaela Tinchner off the bench, she's got a couple of points. Sierra Rubicek also off the bench. She has 2 points as well. And unofficially, shooting here Amherst in the first half, they were overall 6 of 29. Elm Creek, 7 of 25, and they do shoot just a little bit better and have just a little bit of a lead here. They lead at 18-17, and they're being led so far by Claire Cornell and Mackenzie Dio. Both of them have 5 points each. Shelby Ferguson has 4, and Asia Areta has 4 as well. So they have 4 players with either 5 or 4 points here in the ball game. Cornell, not only does she have those 5 points, she has 9 rebounds. Mackenzie Dio has 3 points as well. Unofficially, 7 of 25 from the field, so they're shooting about 28% in the game. They're 1 of 9 from behind the arc, but 3 of 4 from the free throw line. for Elm Creek here in the first half, and unofficially Amherst shooting 6 of 29, so they're shooting about 21%, and they're 0 of 8 from behind the arc, but 5 of 8 from the free throw line. So once again, your halftime score, 18-17, a one-point lead for Elm Creek, and we'll be back to have the third quarter right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report as it's Elm Creek with the basketball first here in the second half. They work the ball left side pretty quickly. Jumper up, no good. Rebound in underneath by Cornell. Cornell couldn't get the shot to fall. And then finally coming up with a rebound is going to be Amherst. It was Martinson who got the rebound. Now she gets the ball on the baseline and drives. Shot, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. And the basketball belongs here to Elm Creek. So both teams have held defensively on their first possessions of the third quarter. And we still have a one-point ball game, 18-17. So Elm Creek has that lead. As defense has been the order here, as both teams facing that pressure. And the ball is going to be deflected here off the hands of Madison Murphy as it will go out of bounds. So ball now in the hands here of Robbins. Robbins hands it off here for Cornell. Cornell gave it away, now gets it back. Nice pass through the lane to set up a wide open Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson missed the shot, and the rebound is going to be taken out by Martinson. Great bounce pass to set up Ferguson, but she couldn't score. Tobenheim being stopped there on the right side by Robbins. And Elm Creek will force the turnover. Amherst, bad pass, intercepted here. On the run is Cornell. She gets the ball back through the lane, drives, left-handed shot, no good, and she's fouled. So Cornell will go to the line. She'll have a couple of shots. As, again, off of the turnover on the other end, they attack. And now Claire Cornell will go to the line after Juergens' first foul. So Casey Juergens' first foul of the ball game. And two free throws coming up here for Cornell. She makes the first and now has one more. Second free throw, back the iron, no good, and rebounded by Juergens. So Juergens now gives it off to Tobenheim, or check that, to Bosshammer, as they look here on the right side for Martinson. Martinson looking inside here for Juergens, dribbles down to the baseline, now kicks it out for Juergens. Juergens will fire a long jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath. That one won't fall, and the rebound is going to be taken out by Cornell. Cornell gets it off here on the left side. Nice pass to Dio, and Dio will take it off glass and score. So now a four-point lead for Elm Creek, 21-17. Dribbling on that left side is Martinson around the perimeter. It's going to go off the hands of Dio and out of bounds. Nice defense there by Dio. And she was able to knock the ball away, but the ball still belongs here to the Broncos. And they'll toss the ball out for Martinson. Martinson gives it off on the right side here for Bosshammer. Between the circles, they give it off for Murphy. Murphy is going to fire a long two-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall, but we got a foul. Courtney Martinson with the offensive rebound. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's hit on the arm, so she's going to be shooting two free throws here. And the foul is going to be on Robbins. That'll be her second. First free throw is no good. And so Martinson will have one more shot coming up here. 21-17, Amherst down by four. And now make it down by three because the second free throw is good for Courtney Martinson. So Robbins will bring in the offensive end here for the Buffaloes. They've got that three-point lead. They give it off right side here for Dio. Dio's pass through the hands is a lot of traffic. Ferguson picks it up, dribbles it out. Nice pass inside for Cornell. Cornell in the lane. Little ball fake, takes it off glass, scores, and we've got a timeout here with 5:25 to go in the third quarter. 23-18, a five-point lead for the Buffaloes. Timeout Elm Creek, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 5:25 to go here, third quarter, 23-18, a five-point lead for Elm Creek. And the Broncos will inbound it after the Buffaloes call the timeout to kind of discuss things. That's something that Coach Ford has done quite a bit. Play about half of a quarter in either the first or second half. Call timeout, make sure everybody's on the same page. Martinson gets the ball handed to her. She'll dribble to that left side. Just inside the three-point arc, she'll fire off a long two. It's no good. And rebounded out by Areta. So Areta ends the possession and will give the ball back out here for Dio. Dio kicks here on the left side for Robbins. Robbins throws it in the corner here for Dio. Dio fires a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Ferguson. So Ferguson with the offensive rebound tries to throw it to the inside. And the jumper on that last side is no good. Tobenheim is able to pull down the defensive rebound. She enters it inside here for Murphy. Back out. Jumper, no good. Cornell pulls down the rebound. And she's trying to throw it back out, and they're going to say that she stepped on the baseline. So Amherst will inbound it. So they had it momentarily to Elm Creek. Now they'll inbound the basketball for Juergens. Juergens throws it top of the circle, and they're going to call a hold here on Shelby Ferguson. That's going to be her third foul. Got there just a little bit late. And with 4:35 to go here in the third quarter, it'll be thrown in here by Martinson. Martinson gets it at the free throw line for Juergens. Juergens missed the little jumper and rebounded by Ferguson, who will let traffic clear and brings in the offensive end. She'll get it off on the left side here for Robbins. Robbins out for Areta. Nope, she fakes the pass and then gives it to Cornell on the other side instead. Now Ferguson has it on that right side. Tracking her down is going to be Martinson. They'll give it off on the right wing here for Robbins. Robbins being pressured there by Tinchner. Michaela Tinchner put good pressure on. Now skip pass over to Areta. Areta for a long two-pointer, no good. And a push going to be called here as the ball is being rebounded by Elm Creek. And then a little bit of a push to knock her out of bounds with 4:01 to go. And that will go against Courtney Martinson. That'll be her second. She got there just a little bit late. Going for the ball. Took maybe one step more than she should have. Ball inbounded to Robbins between the circles. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Martinson. So they'll skip it back around. Kick out for Areta. And Areta with a long two. Asia Areta, as the ball was on the baseline, they kicked it back out top of the key. And she stepped into a long two. And now Dio will come up with the steal. She's still on the dribble, takes it off glass. Shot's going to be no good after she came up with the steal and then the miss on the other end. And now on the run here comes Tobenheim. Tobenheim driving in hard. She's going to be hit by Dio, and that'll be a foul on Dio. And that's going to be her third foul. So she has three. Shelby Ferguson has three. And then a couple other players have two fouls here for Elm Creek. Free throw by Tobenheim is no good, but she was in the act of shooting, so she's got one more coming up here. And with three fouls, Dio's going to come out of the ballgame with 3:31 to go here in the third. 25-18, and the second free throw is up and good here for Elm Creek. Second one's good. And so a timeout now being taken by Amherst. 3:31 to go here, third quarter. It's 25-19, a six-point lead for Elm Creek. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Nationals.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. A 25-19 lead for Elm Creek, as they have led most of the ball game. Elm Creek will have the basketball here. And they're facing a little bit of pressure as Tinchner will pressure the dribble here by Robbins. But Robbins brings it and flips it off here on the left side for Sage Martin. Martin dribbles to the elbow, kicks out for Cornell on that right side. Back around the perimeter we go. Sage Martin now has it. Gives it top of the circle for Robbins, who penetrates and then loses the basketball. So Elm Creek with the turnover. And they get it up ahead here for Tinchner. Nobody shuts her off, so she's going to drive. Has her shot blocked by Cornell. She comes up with a block and then the defensive rebound. And here comes the Buffaloes, and they're driving, have the ball knocked out of bounds, and last touched here by Amherst. So the Buffaloes will maintain the possession, and Ferguson to inbound it. So they line up in any corner of the lane here, and the ball is going to be inbounded by Ferguson, and we'll get the ball off here for Dio. Dio drives, and there's a foul. Actually, it was Areta. My apologies. Areta got it, drove in hard, and she's going to go line and shoot a couple. And that'll be the second foul on Casey Juergens. So Asia will be shooting two free throws, and the first one is back the iron and no good. Asia about 50% from the free throw line. She missed the first one and now makes the second, so I guess that's to be expected, huh? 26-19, 7-point lead here for Elm Creek. They had a 12-0 run once they got started and have not trailed since. They trailed 4-0 early on. And now a little drive down low. A foul going to be called here on Claire Cornell. That'll be her first. And Tinchner will go to the line, and she'll shoot two. She's a perfect 2-for-2 from the line so far. And the clock shut off now with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. And Tincher's free throw is up and good. 26-20. We've got over 10 minutes left to go in this basketball game. And Tincher has another free throw coming up. And that one hits the front of the rim, goes up high, no good. Rebounded by Sierra Rubicek. And they'll kick the ball back around the perimeter. With it now, bad pass. Elm Creek comes up with the ball after Amherst turns the ball over. And on the run here is going to be Cornell. Cornell will give it off left side for Robbins. Robbins picked up by Tincher, throws it in the lane. Up high to get it is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson kicks into the corner for Sage Martin. Martin's going to drive. Shot no good. And Rubicek is going to pull down the rebound. So nice job there by Rubicek to snag the bound. In the offensive end come the Broncos. The ball's going to be knocked loose and last touched by Asia Areta. Good work there by Areta trying to force the turnover, but winning the battle there is going to be Jaden Bosshammer as the ball stays with the Broncos. And tossing it in is going to be Murphy. Murphy gives it to Bosshammer. Bosshammer working against the little pressure being put on here by Robbins and will throw it between the circles for Juergens. Juergens will have Ferguson drop back a little bit. Now the pass goes left side here for Tinchner. They throw it on the baseline for Tobenheim. For Bosshammer, rather, and they'll get the ball back out here for Juergens. Back to Bosshammer. Rubicek wants it down the low block, but they're going to kick it out here for Murphy instead. Murphy and Bosshammer just kind of playing a little keep away with it right now. And they'll get it on the baseline. Jumper in underneath for Arnold, has her shot blocked out of bounds. Going to be swatted away there by Cornell as she comes up with a block. Tobenheim going to check back in. So is Martinson here for Amherst. And on the baseline, it's going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer to toss it in. 5-second count going on, and she lobs it out for Tinchner. It's going to be knocked away, and it's going to be off of Elm Creek. Knocking it away was Hannah Robbins. And now on the sideline, Bosshammer is going to inbound it right in the middle of the Amherst bench, and they get it in for Martinson. Martinson penetrates a little bit, gives it to Tincher, top of the key. She's going to fire off a long two-pointer. That's going to be no good, and they're still fighting for the rebound. Areta had it momentarily but lost it, as picking it up here is going to be Amherst, Martinson, and then Martinson's entry pass is going to be knocked away. Back out of bounds, so Robbins will toss it in again. And she'll get the ball in for Martinson. Martinson drives and is going to be fouled. She'll go line and shoot a couple. And I think that might be on Cornell. Yes, it is. And that'll be her second. Claire Cornell now has two fouls to go with 13 rebounds and 8 points. And at the free throw line is going to come Martinson. Martinson hits the first of two free throws. So now she's got 2 points and five rebounds. And a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw is rattled in. So she brings home both of them, does Martinson. And it's now 26-22. Four-point ball game. Elm Creek still has the lead and the basketball. Robbins across the timeline. And Tinchner is going to be called for a reach. That'll be her first. Ball inbounded into the backcourt to Robbins. She'll bring it across the timeline. Tincher puts pretty good pressure on, but they'll give it left side here for Cornell. Cornell's working against Martinson. Between the circles, they give it to Ferguson. They give it right side for Robbins. Robbins passed through the lane off of somebody and out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off the Broncos. In for Amherst going to be Madison Miller. The junior is going to check in and give Sydney Tobenheim a little bit of a breather here. And Elm Creek will inbound. That's going to be Ferguson. Well, 1-3-1 zone right now on the inbounds here for the Broncos, and they'll get in the corner here for Robbins. Robbins gives it on the baseline to Cornell. Cornell has the ball knocked loose. They're fighting for it. It goes out of bounds and last touched by the Broncos. So on the baseline, on the sideline, Ferguson's going to toss it in. Gives it for Robbins. Robbins working against Tincher. Going to hand the ball off here to Cornell. Cornell in the lane. Nobody shut her off. Flips it off glass. No good. Rebound taken out by Areta. As Areta snags down the defensive rebound. Quick jumper on that left side. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound by Robbins. Robbins gets it in the lane. It's going to be a hell ball. And the possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. And Cornell is down at the moment. Again, she had some issue either with her knee or a calf muscle earlier, and she's down at the moment. 29.2 to go here in the third quarter, 26-22. We're going to take a quick break back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, Claire Cornell was able to make her way off the court. She was assisted. The last few steps into the training room, she was able to put weight on that right knee, which appears to be injured. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Amherst, a little sloppy on the inbounds. They stepped on the baseline, inbounding it with absolutely no pressure on them. They turn the ball over, and Elm Creek will get the ball back, and we'll keep an eye, see whether or not Cornell can come back in the ball game. Ball inbounded here to Robbins on the right side. Robbins uses upper dribble, throws it in the lane. Going to be caught there by Sage Martin. Martin in a little trouble, kicks it out for Robbins, who's open for three. Her three-pointer is short, and the rebound to Amherst, and she's in trouble down there, is Madison Murphy. And Murphy took an extra step after she pulled down the rebound, and she'll turn the ball over. 12.9 to go here. Late in the third quarter, open on that left side is Robbins, but they don't find her in time as now she's covered. So throwing it in is going to be Ferguson, top of the circle. Asia Raid, a little ball fake, dribbles to the left side. Her jumper is going to be a little bit short. Long rebound taken out, and then falling down is going to be Shelby Ferguson. But we're going to have a foul called as Ferguson was driving in. And it's before a shot, so it'll be inbounded here with 4.6 to go. And checking in is going to be Emily Arnold. Arnold will come in here for Miller with 4.6 to go. And the foul, by the way, on Madison Murphy is going to be her third. So ball tossed in here by Ferguson, and it's going to be knocked away immediately by Courtney Martinson. So not a lot of time being taken off the clock there, only about a tenth of a second. And on the baseline, Ferguson inbounded again. Looking inside for Sage Martin. She's double-teamed, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Juergens, and that will do it for the first three quarters of action. We'll head to the fourth, still with a tight ball game. It's Elm Creek 26, Amherst 22. We'll be back to Cope Coliseum for the fourth quarter and the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We come back right after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back. Elm Creek with the basketball now up by four. They're going to fire a three-pointer on that right side. It's up and in for Mackenzie Dio. So Dio strokes in the three-pointer, and we've got now a seven-point lead with 7.5 to go in the ballgame. Nice work there as bringing in the offensive end is going to come Bosshammer. Three-pointer left side. Good for Courtney Martinson. So Martinson strokes in kind of a trail three. She's got six in the ball game, and it's a four-point contest once again. On the left wing with the basketball here is going to be Dio. Dio entry pass going to be knocked loose by Juergens, and so Elm Creek turns the ball over. And here comes Taubenheim. Taubenheim dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it top of the circle. They get it to Martinson. Martinson dribbles in the lane, and she'll hit a jumper. Quick 5 points here for Courtney Martinson in the early stages of the fourth quarter, and it's now 29-27. Since giving up the lead at 6-4, Amherst is not let in the ball game. They trail it now by two, 29-27. Elm Creek with the basketball. Ball gummy knock loose is tracking it down there. Is going to be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson dribbling on that right side as she passes it back out to Martin. She's going to be fouled on the pass. And that's going to be now seven fouls on Amherst. And on Courtney Martinson, that's going to be her third foul. Well, check that. It's only going to be the sixth. And so the ball is going to be inbounded here between the circles for Hannah Robbins. Robbins gives left side for Areta. Areta dribbles down the baseline, took an extra step. She lost her balance a little bit, ended up dragging a pivot foot. And we keep eyeing that training room to see whether or not Claire Cornell is going to come out of there. They were working on her knee. She was injured once, and then in the third quarter, stay down for a long period of time. Right side, Martinson has it. Throws it in the lane here for Murphy. Murphy back out to Martinson. She thought about a three, but she'll get it back out here for Bosshammer. Back inside for Martinson. Nice job there by Sage Martin to knock the ball loose, and Amherst has turned the ball over. Good work by Martin. She didn't come up with a steal, but she created it. And now Elm Creek has the basketball back. They lead it by two as they give it left side for Ferguson. 29-27, 5:50 to go in the basketball game. Ferguson gives it off on the right wing. There's going to be Hannah Robbins. Gets it at the elbow here for Martin. Martin's going to drive, and there's going to be a foul called on Casey Juergens. Juergens had great position there, but she moved her arm too much when she went for the block, and she's going to be called for the foul. You swing at it, even if you don't make much contact, you're going to get called for the foul 100% of the time. And Martinson, Sage Martin, will go line and shoot two. And coming out of the locker room is Claire Cornell. And Cornell looks like she's ready to go back and do battle here in just a little bit. Free throw was no good for Martin. She's got one more coming. And she's sprinting up and down the sideline here is Claire Cornell. She's trying to stretch it out. Free throw is up and good. She makes the second one. I think it's a calf injury, it would appear. She has some sort of muscle tightness, it looks like. It's not a joint thing because she's trying to stretch it out. Right side is Martinson. Martinson's pass going to be off the hands of Sage Martin and out of bounds. So the trainer still talking over there with Claire Cornell. We'll keep an eye on it, and I think you might hear a nice round of applause from Elm Creek here in just a moment when she checks in because she's going to come back into this basketball game. Martinson on the inside, loses the basketball. Coming up with it is going to be Sage Martin, and Martin brings in the offensive end. He's going to slow it down, now kicks it up ahead right side for Areta. Areta's going to drive, draw body contact, and head to the line as Casey Juergens just picked up her fourth foul. And a nice job there to get that body contact and put up a shot. And so Areta will go and shoot two. Her free throw is up and good. Areta came in on the game here, 21 of 43 on the season. And she'll make both free throws here, so she's about 50% on the year from the free throw line. Boss Hammer brings in the offensive end, trailing it now 32-27, nearly stolen by Areta. Three-pointer on that left side for Amherst, no good. Long rebound is going to be taken out by Boss Hammer. Boss Hammer is going to kick it out here for Martinson. Shot will fall, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, and checking back in is Claire Cornell. So Cornell, the leading scorer on the season here for the Buffaloes, checks back in after what appeared to be either a calf or a knee injury. I think it was muscular. In any event, she's back out there. Pass on the left wing here for Dio. Back in for Cornell. Kicks it back out for Robbins. Robbins, the three-pointer, no good. And taken down by Martinson. So Martinson ends the possession. Here come the Broncos. As they get now right side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim down by five. Dribbles to the baseline. Runs into a lot of traffic. Puts up the shot. And they're going to say she took an extra step. That'll be an Amherst turnover. She was trying to milk a foul call in there, and they didn't see it that way. They're going to call the walk. And so up by five, here comes number five, Hannah Robbins in the offensive end. Left side for Ferguson. Ferguson on the dribble, gives it left wing here for Dio. Dio, pass inside for Areta. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by Courtney Martinson. Martinson trying to get the steal, but couldn't come up with the ball. So Shelby Ferguson to inbound underneath the Buffalo baseline here. And they'll get it in the lane. Nice little jump stop here for Robbins. And Robbins then, as she tried to balance herself for the shot, ends up turning the ball over. So turnovers, big factor here. Elm Creek's turned the ball over 18 times, Amherst 16. And on the dribble is Bosshammer in the offensive end. They'll give it off left side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim's three, no good. Rebounded in the corner for Elm Creek, and then we got a timeout here by Coach Ford. It was rebounded in the corner over there for Asia Areta, and she was in a little bit of trouble, so Mike Ford calls the timeout with 3:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Elm Creek leads at 32-27. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
estimate.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. We are midway through the fourth quarter, 32-27, five-point lead here for Elm Creek. Buffaloes calling the timeout. They still have three timeouts left. Check that. They have two timeouts left. It's Amherst that has three timeouts left. So a lot of chess pieces to still move in this one. And I think that was a good timeout there by Coach Ford. Asia Rada with the defensive rebound, but she was pinned in the corner. So instead, turning it over, we'll inbound the basketball here. Hannah Robbins will face a little bit of pressure here by Bosshammer. Now on the dribble is Robbins. She'll throw it up ahead here for Dio. Dio has the dribble now on the offensive end. Gives it left side for Robbins. We're in the half-court offense here. Now Robbins will dribble. Kick on the right side here for Dio. Dio will drive against Rubicek. Take it off glass. No good. And rebound going to be taken out by Amherst. Martinson is able to pull down the defensive rebound after a pretty good look. And now Tobenheim has it on the baseline. Her jumper won't fall. And rebound out for Cornell. So Cornell comes up with a rebound and has a long pass over to Dio. They've got numbers now. They give it right side for Ferguson. And Ferguson hits the jumper. They essentially broke the press because they tried to trap it in the backcourt. And with that long pass by Cornell, Ferguson eventually got the ball open on the right side, and now a timeout by Amherst. The jumper makes it a 34-27 lead with 3:12 to go, and Amherst down by seven calls a timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're back right after this.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
It is a final over in Lexington. Kearney Catholic over Cozad 66-27. So on Thursday, the C1 sub-district final will have two of the top three teams in the state, Minden and Kearney Catholic. Here, Amherst has it. They got it on the right side. Quick little jumper for Tinchner. No good. Offensive rebound on the backside. Up and in. What great effort on that left wing by Casey Juergens. She got the putback after the missed jumper, and then she's hit on the arm, and a chance now for a three-point play. The foul is going to be whistled on Robbins. That's going to be her third, and we'll see what happens here with Juergens at the free throw line. And her free throw, ball's in her hands. She puts it up and hits nothing but twine. Puts it through there, and we've got a four-point ball game with 3 minutes to go. With the dribble is Robbins. Robbins being pressured here by Tinchner. And Amherst trailed the pretty much since the early stages of the game, but Elm Creek has not been able to throw that knockout punch. Cornell gives it off right wing here for Ferguson. Ferguson's picked up by Tobenheim, uses up her dribble, gives it off on the left side, ball fake by Areta. She drives and is fouled on the way to the basket. And so she'll go to the line for a 1-1. That's now 9 team fouls whistled against the Broncos, and a 1-1 coming up here for Asia Areta. And for Sydney Tobenheim, that is her fourth foul. So she cannot really afford to commit any more here. So Areta with a 1-1 opportunity makes the first one. That'll earn her the second. 35-30. Amherst led 4-0, and then a 12-0 run for Elm Creek has pushed the lead out to 8 at that point. And it stayed somewhere between about 12 and 1 point. Right now they lead it by 6 because both free throws were good there by Areta. Left wing with the basketball is Martinson. Martinson's going to drive, took an extra step. Yeah. Took an extra step, turned the ball over. So 2:24 to go. Elm Creek up by 6. Inbounds the basketball. Ferguson gets the ball right back out to Cornell. Cornell pass on that right side. Areta had it on her hands, and then it's turned over. Well, a good pass. It just went off the hands in traffic. And now on the offensive end comes Tinchner. Michaela Tinchner will stop, get it to the elbow here for Juergens, who kicks it right side for Tobenheim. She'll step back, fire a three. That's going to be no good. Rebound by Areta. Another big rebound by Areta, and she'll get the ball out to Cornell. Cornell kicks it left side for Ferguson. Ferguson from the elbow loses the basketball, trying to track it down, and a timeout here for Elm Creek. Just as they were passing the ball back out, Shelby Ferguson able to track it down, and the timeout by Coach Ford with a minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter will maintain the possession. 36-30, Elm Creek up by six, and the ball after this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter. Elm Creek 36 and Amherst 30. Buffalo's inbound in the basketball, though. Toss it in here for Dio. Dio between the circles. Gives it left side here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins pass inside off the mark, and it's going to be turned over. So Elm Creek turns the ball over, and in the offensive end comes Tinchner. Tinchner gives it top of the circle for Taubenheim. Taubenheim picked up man-to-man by Robbins. Dribbles to the right side. Fires a three. It's going to be a little bit strong, and does it go out of bounds? No, it's saved over there, and coming up with it is going to be Tinchner. Tinchner throws it down low. And we've got a timeout for Amherst. Amherst gets the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. A great timeout here for the Broncos. They're going to use up their next to last timeout. And let's give you a little bit of a game reset here. First of all, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We've got a minute 25 to go here in the basketball game. 36-30, a nice six-point lead right now for Elm Creek. Amherst will inbound the ball here in just a moment. Both teams are in the bonus, and Amherst is actually in the double bonus. So any foul committed by Elm Creek will turn into two free throws here for the Broncos. Possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. And both teams have some foul trouble that they have to deal with. For Elm Creek starters, Hannah Robbins, Shelby Ferguson, and Mackenzie Dio all have three fouls. Amherst's foul troubles are even worse than that. Sydney Taubenheim has four. Casey Jurgens has four. Murphy and Martinson also with three. So a lot of foul trouble issues for both teams. Ball inbounded. Open for the jumper is Taubenheim. Taubenheim will fire a three. No good. Rebounded by Cornell for Elm Creek. Cornell has the ball stripped away. She loses it. Quick jumper here by Murphy after the turnover. And then the ball is out of bounds. Murphy with an open look. Missed the bunny. And it goes out of bounds. And the basketball belongs to Elm Creek. So the Buffs to toss it in. And they'll get the ball in the hands here of Ferguson. Ferguson dribbles down that sideline, and the foul is going to be on Taubenheim, and that's going to be her fifth foul with 1:11 to go. So she's out of the ball game with a minute 15 to go in the ball game. So Sydney Taubenheim, one of their best ball handlers, 5 points and also five rebounds. She's out of the game. So now two free throws. Excuse me, a one and one coming up here for Shelby Ferguson. And Ferguson's free throw. Check that. That's two free throws. So she's got two. Sorry, I looked at the wrong side. And that's two free throws. So the first one is up and no good. Ferguson has one more. It's currently a two-possession game. And this free throw makes it a three-possession game. As the free throw is good. 1:11 to go. Bosshammer in the offensive end, picked up by Robbins. Dribbles to that right side, looking for Tinchner. They'll give it between the circles here for Martinson. Martinson working against Dio. Dio knocked the ball loose. Coming up with it is Jurgens. Jurgens gives it on that left side, and there's going to be a foul called on Robbins. And now, I think now we've got either an elbow or a shoulder problem here for Claire Cornell. She's hurt again. When she came down, I think she may have hit that elbow, and hopefully that's just the funny bone acting up. But she is in pain with 57 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Another injury timeout 37-30 is our score. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. We're currently attending the Claire Cornell, who apparently it looks hit her elbow, and she's very uncomfortable, and they're tending to her at the moment. And now they're helping her up. And this one, it would appear, she's also just a little queasy with that right leg as well. So she's been banged around quite a bit out there, and she's kind of come out of the ball game. And this time, I'm not so sure we'll see her for the rest of the night. There's 57 seconds to go. 37-30 is our score right now. Elm Creek has the lead, but that's not necessarily what's on their mind at the moment, as Claire Cornell, again, is going to be taken into the locker room. She's being assisted, but she's putting plenty of weight on both of those legs. But you can tell that she's hurt here. She came down and hit her elbow after the foul was called. That will send Tinchner to the free throw line. So Michaela Tinchner to the line for the front end of a 1-1, and she hits the front end. 37-31, 6-point ball game, now with 57 seconds to go. So she makes the first one. And Tinchner, the sophomore, will fire another free throw, and this one hits the front of the rim, rolls around, and is no good, and it was last touched by the Broncos and out of bounds. So Elm Creek will inbound. And Hannah Robbins will do the honors, and she'll give it off on the right side, dribbling as Ferguson. They don't shut her off. She has it all the way across the timeline, and kind of a reach for the ball there by Martinson. And that was kind of a borderline intentional foul there. Wasn't dirty at all, not in any way, shape, or form, but she didn't really play the ball either. Martinson is now going to be committing her fourth foul of the game. And Ferguson will be shooting two. And the free throw is up and good. 38-31, 52 seconds to go in the game. And the second free throw is a little bit short. And the rebound taken out by Juergens. Juergens brings in the offensive end. She's going to drive all the way in. The bucket is up and good. So they'll get the ball off here for Sage Martin, and Martin is going to be fouled by Casey Juergens, and Casey Juergens has now fouled out of the ball game. So Juergens is fouled out. Tobenheim is also fouled out here. And now Sydney Tobenheim has a little company on the bench there as Juergens is out of the game. At the free throw line is going to be Sage Martin, and Martin shooting two here, and the first one's up and good. 39-33, 37.5 to go. Not impossible here for Amherst, but they're going to have to get a lot hotter from the free throw line than they've been up to this point, from the three-point range, rather. Second free throw is also good, so a 7-point lead, pass down low for Rubicek. Rubicek has the ball go off the hands of Dio and out of bounds. By the way, Amherst 1 of 16 from behind the arc. Not a lot of time left here. They get it to Rubicek. Rubicek, jumper left side, no good. Offensive rebound and bucket. Madison Murphy is able to hit the putback. And she got the ball on that left side, and she's hit on the arm, so that'll shut off the clock. After the foul is called here on Areta, that's just going to be her second. And so Murphy at the line, free throw, no good. And rebound taken out by Hannah Robbins, and they don't foul her. She's able to slip through there, gets the ball down low, buckets up and good for Shelby Ferguson. They reached but didn't commit the foul, and the pass to Ferguson will make it now a seven-point ball game. 7 seconds left. Elm Creek's going to dive. Jumper on the right side is an air ball for Bosshammer. Offensive rebound by Rubicek, and she's fouled with .2 to go. It's going to be an academic exercise from here on out as Rubicek will go to the line and shoot two after the offensive rebound. The foul is going to be on Dio. That's her fourth. But again, with .2 left, this one's going to belong to the Buffaloes. Rubicek's free throw is up and no good. And she'll have one more. And then after that, inbound the ball and start heading home. Second free throw is good. Inbounded. There's the horn. And moving on are the Elm Creek Buffaloes with a 42-36 win. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery post-game show and hopefully have a chance to talk with both head coaches as Elm Creek picks up the 42-36 win over Amherst. We'll be back with a post-game show right after this timeout.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At three times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It was a hard-fought win, but Elm Creek is able to hold off Amherst by a final of 42-36. Next up for the Buffaloes will be Axtell on Thursday. As both teams winning earlier today, it was Axtell with a 49-39 win over Overton. Now it's Elm Creek 42-36 over Amherst as a hard-fought win. And again, one of the areas of concern will be Claire Cornell, who was nursing what appeared to be some muscular issues on her either her calf or somewhere around the knee area. She missed a little bit of action, got back in. Eventually ended up falling on, appeared to her to be her elbow, and we don't know if that jostled her shoulder or her elbow. To me it looked like maybe she just kind of hit that elbow and that funny bone, and hopefully it's nothing serious, but she came out of the ball game with about a minute to go and didn't make it back in, so some concerns for the health of Claire Cornell, who is the leading scorer for Elm Creek on the course of the season, as she's one of the better Paul players, especially for a freshman in the Fort Kearney Conference. So, again, what we had here tonight was a couple of hard-fought wins as Axtell over Overton, 49-39, and the number two seed won, not only just the one seed, but the two seed as well. That second seed at Elm Creek with a 42-36 win over Amherst. Also on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, the top two seeds advanced there as well as top-seeded Minden got past Gothenburg, 55-28, and second-seeded Kearney Catholic was able to have a running clock in the second half against Cozad, winning it 66-27. So it'll be Minden and Kearney Catholic at 7 o'clock on Thursday on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And so we can start taking a look at some of the overall team numbers here in this game, as well as the individual numbers. Unofficially for Elm Creek, I had them being 13 of 47 shooting, so they shot about 28%. They shot 14% from three-point range and 70% from the free throw line. Meanwhile, for Amherst, they did not shoot the ball as well. They were 11 of 55, so they shot 20% from the field overall. They were 1 of 17, so 6% from three-point range, and they shot 60% from the free throw line. And kind enough to join us to talk about it, and we'll get the individual numbers here in a little bit, but kind enough to join us to talk about it, Mike Ford, head girls basketball coach here for Elm Creek. And coach, congratulations. That's a hard-fought win, man.
It's always a hard-fought win, and sometimes we make it harder than it needs to be, but really excited that we could come away with a W here tonight.
I guess one of the first questions I'd come to mind, what do you know about Claire and how is she feeling?
Not sure. It sounds like she has some pain there in the radius and ulna, and we'll see if, probably an x-ray would tell us an awful lot, but she had an awful lot of pain in that mid-shaft. So I'm not sure if
she
just
did she come down to hit the elbow? Is that what happened?
I'm not sure. I didn't see the play. At first, we thought she maybe got rolled up on and maybe hyperextended an elbow. But, the initial tests where nerves were being tested, I think she was okay. But there is quite a bit of pain in that mid forearm.
Did she have some cramping in the calf? Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, she does an awful lot. And, she's jumping out of the gym on every single play, that's going to happen, when you're playing, upwards to 30, 31 minutes, sometimes 32 minutes. So
yeah, all right. So hopefully we just hope for the best, because obviously she's a crucial part of what you guys are able to do. Fell down early 4-0, and then a nice little 12-0 run, and then after that you kind of led by 8 and up to maybe 14, but down to 1. I mean, again, it just was a tight game from that point on.
It was one of those games where the scoreboard, and I never was comfortable, I'm not saying that I was comfortable, but it was one of those things where I knew that we would find some easier buckets at some point and get a little bit of offense, get some patience going. We certainly didn't turn the ball over as much in the second half as we did the first half, and a lot of those were, Amherst did a really nice job with their defense, but we do an awful lot of unforced errors on our own. So it was one of those things where the second half was a little bit better, but when we're patient, we look for open shots and take open shots. That's just good offense, and we got to find kids to hit the rebounds and find the ones that we miss.
And then down the stretch, again, I thought you guys, facing the pressure that they were throwing at you, took pretty good care of the ball and shot enough free throws that you didn't hurt yourself in the last two and a half minutes.
We're getting better all the time. As you look out there at any time during a game, we have an awful lot of underclassmen, and so it's just a learning process, and we're going to get better as the year goes on. We were certainly pretty ugly at the first of the season, and we just continue to get better. We have a lot of tight games here in the last five or six, so we've learned to we've adapted as we've gone these last five, six games, and learned to maybe hit a free throw with a lot on the line, and so credit to the young kids, and Shelby Ferguson came up and hit some big free throws in that fourth quarter as well.
Yeah, again, you shot 14 of 20 from the free throw line for the game, so that's 70% from the line, and I think most high school coaches would take that.
I'd take that all year long. I really would. It's one of those things where you work hard to attack the rim, and usually the team that shoots more free throws and shoots a better percentage wins. It equates into you're being the more aggressive team offensively. And when we do that, we're playing our best basketball, getting to the line and getting some of those easy ones.
Well, that certainly was the case for you guys. You also out-rebounded Amherst unofficially here, 35-29 in the game as well. So, I mean, you put that all together. In a lot of ways, you look at the stats, you guys almost should have won by more than you did. And that's just a testament to how much Amherst was able to keep scrapping.
Yep. No, they, you know that you're never going to get a team like that to give up, and they never did. But again, when you have youth on the floor, you're going to have unforced errors, just throwing the ball, flat out throwing the ball away. And so when you do that, you need to have more possessions with more rebounds and free throw shooting, and you need to have every advantage that you can get.
Okay, and let's make an assumption here that it's just kind of maybe a funny bone hit, and Claire is going to be 100% on Thursday. With that being the assumption that we're going in with, what do you guys have to do when you play Axtell? What do you kind of see as what do you kind of have as a scouting report, and what you guys need to do?
Just handle pressure. Just handle pressure. I mean, we saw Overton do it right before our game. If they were able to, cut their turnovers in half in the open court and get to the half court set, they probably would have been a 1-point, really tight game. And so it's the turnovers that happen at about 45 feet that absolutely kill you. So And that's where Axtell's able to get just easier buckets and in transition and maybe get you into some foul trouble because you have to run kids down. But if we handle their pressure and get guys to cut in the right spots, we can take advantage of a team that is really aggressive. So that's a tall order. I think we're going to have to make sure Claire's healthy and have all hands on deck and see review what we know they're going to try to do against us. And if we're able to handle the pressure, get into the half court and grind out some offensive possessions with some patience, I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, and again, a lot of reasons. I hope the Claire is 100%, yep. And certainly hope that's the case. Mike, we'll see you Thursday.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, Mike Ford, head girls basketball coach here for Elm Creek as the Buffaloes win it over Amherst, 42-36. They'll be taking on Axtell on Thursday right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They'll play Thursday at 7 o'clock right here from Cope Coliseum, and as we mentioned, right on ESPN. One last break. We'll total up all the numbers. We'll go through the stats and talk with Coach Klingelhofer. We come back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here for the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Elm Creek with a 42-36 win over Amherst. Amherst will end their season now at 14-10 on the year. Kind enough to join us is Amherst head coach Jamie Klingelhofer. And coach, you have that early 4-point lead, then they put a 12-0 run on you, and you just never could get back over the hump. Cut the lead down to 1 a couple of times, but never could get over the top.
Yeah, we struggled with shooting and following our shots and rebounding there a little bit, and that kind of hurt us. And but you know, the girls, they played with their hearts, and that's all I can ask of those girls.
Yeah, you know, you look at the numbers, you shot 20% from the field overall, 6% from 3-point range. I mean, statistically, you guys should have lost big here, but as you say, you guys battled and battled and battled, and we're able to keep this thing to a 1-2 possession game into the final minute.
Yeah, and we kind of struggled there when they put that diamond and one on Sid, and, you know, she kind of struggled. But, you know, I said, everybody's got to step up now and just go at it, and they did. But rebounding kind of hurt us a little bit. But
yeah, I think I had you losing the rebounding margin by about 6 here, and it seemed like that Elm Creek got some offensive rebounds that they were able to turn into points.
Points, yeah. And we've struggled with that a little bit all year long, to offensive rebound and put it back up and get those easy buckets. But no, I'm proud of the girls. So
well, and rightly so, because like I say, they battled all the way through here. Then of course, when you lost both Casey and Sydney to fouls, you know, late in the game, it just, there was a lot of your scoring punch that went to the sideline.
Right, and that was tough. But you know, I subbed in Sierra Rubicek and Jaden. You know, Sierra's been playing tough for me all year, and you know, I had confidence in her, and it you come right down to the stretch, and they get kind of scared, but.
And unfortunately, losing some seniors here, one you lost earlier to injury anyway, but, to talk a little bit about the importance your seniors have had for your program.
Oh, you know, Sydney and Courtney, they've been great, great girls this year and trying to, you know, taking over. And Court, you know, she didn't start the season. She came in about 3 games late from a knee injury from volleyball, but, you know, stepped right in and played hard. And, you know, Johanna Gilbertson, she's a go-getter, and I like throwing her every once in a while. And, you know, Bailey Peterson, she'll work hard for me any day. And I'm so proud of those girls, and I wish them the best of luck in college and whatever they do.
Yeah, it's always tough to say goodbye to the seniors, especially yes. after you know your team plays as they did tonight.
Yep.
All right, Jamie, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Jamie Klingelhofer, head girls basketball coach at Amherst, as they fall here to the Elm Creek Buffaloes, a final in this one, 42-36. Let's go through the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. As you mentioned, they had kind of some shooting woes tonight. They only shot 20% from the field and 6% from three-point range. They were led tonight by Casey Jergen. She finished with 12 points and 7 rebounds. Courtney Martinson, 10 points, 7 rebounds. Sydney Tomenheim had 5 points. Michaela Tinchner off the bench had 4. Sierra Rubicek, a solid effort. She finished with 3 points. And Madison Murphy rounds out the scoring. She had 2 points here in the ball game. Meanwhile, for Elm Creek, as we mentioned, the number 2 seed here, they'll be moving on into the sub-district final against Axtell Thursday at 7 o'clock. Game is to be heard right here on ESPN 1460. It's Asia Areta who led the way with 11 points and 10 rebounds, so she had a double-double. Shelby Ferguson with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Mackenzie Dio had 10 points and 3 rebounds. Claire Cornell, who had some cramping issues as well as hurt her elbow in the final stretches. We're not sure the extent of either the elbow or the arm injury for her, but Cornell finished with 8 points and 15 rebounds. Right now, there is some question whether or not she'll be able to play on Thursday. Sage Martin finished out the scoring. She finished with 3 points here in the ball game. Unofficially, for Elm Creek, they were 13 of 47 from the field, so they shot about 28%. They were 2 of 14 from three-point range, so they shot 14%. Did shoot well from the free throw line, where they were 14 of 20 for 70% shooting from the free throw line. And again, some other numbers unofficially. Elm Creek won the rebounding battle 35 to 29, and 22 turnovers for Elm Creek and 18 for Amherst. And once again, your final 42-36. So it'll be the Buffaloes and the Wildcats, 7 o'clock here from Kearney Catholic High School, right here on ESPN on Thursday. Also on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Class C110 sub-district final will have top-seeded and top-ranked Minden taking on the number 3 seed in the entire state right now in terms of NSAA wildcard points, but also the number 2 seed in the sub-district, Kearney Catholic. So Minden, Kearney Catholic, 7 o'clock on Thursday on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter for our engineer, Caleb Henry, back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.